This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump says a new trade deal with China is getting closer. He was speaking in the White House drive en route to a rally in Mississippi.
Well, we're moving along with a deal with China. China wants to make the deal very much, and we have a good relationship, and we'll see what happens. I don't like to talk about deals until they happen, but we're making a lot of progress.
American and Chinese negotiators were apparently looking towards signing an accord at an economic summit in Chile later this month. But that event has been canceled because of anti-government street unrest. Mr. Trump says he is looking for an alternate signing location and mentioned a possible site.
We're thinking about Iowa. I want to get the deal done first. But we're thinking about Iowa. You know why? Because it would be the largest order in history for farmers. So to me, Iowa makes sense. I love Iowa. It's a possibility.
Iowa is a state the president hopes to win in his 2020 bid for re-election. He was victorious there in 2016. The field of Democratic Party presidential hopefuls has lost one of its lesser lights. Dropping out is Beto O'Rourke, once seen as a leading actor in the race to unseat President Trump next year. We get the story from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
It was in March when the former U.S. congressman from Texas announced his candidacy.
I'm running to serve you as the next president of the United States of America.
At a campaign stop in June, O'Rourke vowed to unite the country.
I'm going to make sure that we bring everybody in. We don't allow our differences to divide us or to define us. And that's going to be that kind of campaign that defeats Donald Trump. It's going to be that kind of campaign that brings this country together.
But O'Rourke lagged in the polls in the crowded Democratic presidential field. His campaign struggled with fundraising in recent months. Mike Gracia, Washington.
More news at voanews.com online. You can also use the convenient mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. In Mali, the government now says at least 53 of its soldiers and one civilian were killed in a Friday jihadist attack on the army in the north of the country. The original death toll was at least 15. Mali's communications minister says 10 survivors were found at the army post in the Manaka region. The new violence is expected to heighten anxieties in the capital, Bamako, where military families have argued there is too little protection for Mali's troops. The government says reinforcements have been dispatched to secure the area and hunt down the attackers. There has so far been no claim of responsibility. Hong Kong police today once again used tear gas to break up the latest pro-democracy street demonstrations in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. Meanwhile, China's Basic Law Commission for Hong Kong and Macau warns that Beijing will absolutely not permit what it calls behavior that encourages separatism or endangers national security. New Zealand is hoping that by 2040, a million of its people will be able to speak basic Maori in a revival of the country's indigenous language as a key part of national identity. Glenys Philip Barbara is the former head of New Zealand's Maori Language Commission.
Many people speaking Maori as I'd like. I mean, around 2 in 5 Maori can have a conversation in Te Reo Maori, which is still quite low. But look, we've made huge gains since the days when we were at 2%. That was the 1970s. So we are steadily growing. And of course, without a proper command of the language, you don't actually have that in-depth understanding of your own culture.
Leaders of the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Countries, ASEAN, are meeting in Bangkok, where there are warnings the group must stick together in the face of the U.S.-China trade war. Adding to the group's anxieties, no sign yet of a finalized trade deal backed by China that could create the world's biggest free trade area. According to Reuters, a summit final statement draft refers to deep concern over rising trade tensions and ongoing protectionist and anti-globalization sentiments. Export-reliant Southeast Asian states are seeing their 2019 regional growth drop to the lowest level in 5 years. The United States says for the time being, nationals from 6 countries will be allowed to stay in the U.S. under a special humanitarian status, putting off Trump administration plans for cutting back on the program. The nations involved: El Salvador, Haiti, Honduras, Nepal, Nicaragua, and Sudan. The delay follows court orders stemming from ongoing lawsuits. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.